This interview is brought to you by Panasonic Lumix G cameras for today's photographer. Pulitzer Prize-winning Miami-based photographer Brian Smith is a fascinating person. For the past 30 years, his iconic portraits of famous celebrities, athletes, and executives have been used in advertising and have graced the covers and pages of hundreds of magazines, including Sports Illustrated, ESPN the magazine, Time, Forbes, New York Times Magazine, Elle, and British GQ. His first magazine photograph appeared in Life magazine when he was a 20-year-old student at the University of Missouri. Then 5 years later, Brian won the Pulitzer Prize for spot news photography for his photographs of the Los Angeles Olympic Games. In this interview, Brian and I sit down at the 2014 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas to discuss his appointment to the elite Sony Artisan of Imagery program, as well as how he likes shooting with Sony's new flagship mirrorless camera, the A7R.
Okay, here I am with Brian. He's one of the Sony artisans, and I want to find out, first of all, what an artisan is. And we're going to talk about this mirrorless camera you have.
Yes.
And you're going to try not to let me walk away with it. So what's
a Sony? I do have a like strong wrist strap. Just
it doesn't
in
matter.
Case,
so. It doesn't matter. So what's a Sony artisan? What does that mean?
Well, there's eight of us. We're the brand ambassadors for Sony cameras, and one of the really cool things about it is we get the gear and a chance to like test it out under fire and put it through all its paces and give them feedback in terms of what they should work on next.
Do you get the stuff? Do you get the gear? Like in the case you're holding, this is an A7R that he has here. Do you get this before it gets released to the general public?
This was the rare instance where I actually got a camera 2 weeks before it was announced.
Okay.
So like a lot of times they're actually fairly secretive with us. We know something's coming. We don't really know the details.
You're like, get your camera ready.
All I knew is this was going to be big because when I kind of hinted at what I thought it would be, I saw huge smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
So
they're like, you're going to love it. Don't worry.
Exactly. You know, I've come to learn over the years that when my Sony peeps are excited, it's a good thing.
How long have you been an artisan?
Sony artisan. Yeah, they launched the program in 2008 with the launch of the Alpha 900.
Okay.
So been shooting with the gear ever since then.
Wow. Okay, so let's just switch into this guy, the A7. You're one of the few pros that I've had a chance to speak to that I think maybe the only pro that I've had a chance to speak to that's actually had one of these cameras for a while and used it for revenue generating work.
Yeah.
How is it? Like going from a larger DSLR, like with the translucent mirror and all that, to this guy, are there any compromises, pluses, minuses?
Well, I think the great thing to look at is, to me, a camera really boils down to a sensor and a lens.
Right.
So it's, the A7 has the same sensor from the Alpha 99. The Alpha 7R actually takes it up a step with the 36 megapixel sensor with no anti-aliasing filter.
Yeah.
And this is, I was blown away when I saw images from this because we made, actually for the Museum of Natural History, we made 4x6 foot prints, and the detail even at 4x6 foot is amazing. It's
wow.
Like, you know, you
4x6 feet.
4x6 feet.
Jeez.
So
wow. Okay, so you're not losing anything with. And what kind of things are you shooting? So I want
to. Yeah. So I think the perfect time to shoot with this is when you're walking around street photography, photojournalism, travel photography, where you want something, and you want something lighter. It's it causes attracts less attention than a big DSLR body, but it's also lighter to walk around with a kid over your shoulder that doesn't weigh you down.
Right.
So I think that's the perfect situation. So much of what I shoot is probably 90% of what I shoot portraiture is with a 24 to 70.
Yeah.
And they're just now this the end of this month releasing a 24-70 f/4 Zeiss lens for this, coupled with this 55 1.8 would give me really everything I want
and
for
one,
most day to day shoots.
One little body, so the 24-70 is your go-to lens.
That's absolutely go-to, and then I want something fast to go with that. So 55 1.8 is a great choice for that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that's great about this camera, this is kind of what pros have been dreaming about for years, of being able to shoot with any brand of lens on a full frame camera. Right. And now in a, you know, it's small to boot, which is great, but the fact is, you know, if you've got some like a rangefinder lenses that have been gathering dust,
yep.
you can shoot with those the way they were intended. Like,
right.
you know, it's been great with the APS mirrorless cameras like mm-hmm. NEX to yep. be able to shoot with those, but, you know, when a 35 millimeter becomes a 50 or a 24 becomes a 35,
it's factor,
not yeah. quite the same. Now it's like, if you shoot with a 24, you're shooting with a 24. So I've shot with a lot of my rangefinder glass that I had sitting around. Also still had a few Canon lenses that I didn't sell,
that's
like
cool.
the 85 1.2 and
yeah.
and the 50 1.2 that, you know, just are cool for a different look. So I've kind of mixed things up. And then of course all the alpha lenses with the alpha adapters as well. So
that's
really
cool.
that whole arsenal of lenses to work with.
Do you find that when you're on jobs and the client is there on the job and they see a smaller camera like this, is there a stigma of, well, where's your big giant, yeah. where's the white lens, where's
okay,
all this
okay.
magic?
So guys, if you want to know the trick to this, is what you do is you get all your gear and you have a table set up and you spread all your gear out on there, which actually we did on one shoot where we had everything, like, you know, all the 20 lenses that I work with and shoot with, which I really have.
Yeah.
And, you know, by that point, they're not even noticing that the body's smaller.
Right.
The other thing too, it's like on like a big shoot where I'm tethering and, you know, I want to have batteries at the disposal. That's an instance where I'll put the vertical grip on this, which,
okay.
you know, brings up the form factor. It also makes it easier when I'm doing portrait photography because it adds the vertical release. So
mm-hmm.
if I'm shooting like this all day, I love having that vertical grip.
So by virtue of the fact that you need the diversion table,
yes.
does that mean that there's still that stigma in the pro space of people like, you know?
Well, I think it's...
Because like your work stands on it. Oh, who cares? Like,
yeah.
if you showed it with an iPhone, they should be okay. It's Brian. You got an iPhone, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have not shot jobs on the iPhone, so just
some people have.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people have.
But I think somewhat it's like a lot of times I'm going to reach for one of those lenses where suddenly we go, wow, this would really look cool with a 300. So we have the thing sitting out there
yeah.
anyway, but I think people are more and more accepting. And actually what was interesting on this shoot was the clients were, I think they were more fascinated with the camera than they were with me, which is always great. Like I want them like to fixate on the gear and you know,
yeah.
it's got a tremendous buzz, which a lot of people are already familiar with. So it's
yeah.
great to be shooting with, and the results speak for themselves. It's like it's just really, really high quality.
Right.
You know, it seems like there's nothing, because they removed the low pass filter on this, it seems like there's nothing really clouding the look
between
you
and
the subject.
I
yeah.
love that.
Which is a portrait photographer, what you want. You
right.
want to capture them, not, you know.
Yeah. Or not have a lot of layers of gunk
exactly.
between you and your subject.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think 2014, 2015 is the year of less is more? Like, I see that as a trend, you know? Things are just downsizing, getting
yeah,
smaller,
I mean,
phones,
absolutely.
You know?
I think absolutely, and people are used to that. You know, I mean, when you look at how, you know, cell phones have kind of taken that niche market over,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason that these cameras have to be big. Actually, when you think about it, you know, our old film cameras were a lot smaller than some of the big DSLRs of today, and there's really no reason that they became that
yeah.
large and cumbersome.
Yeah.
So I think getting back to a smaller factor, and you know, to me, I still have my Alpha 99, but suddenly, you know, this is the equivalent of the rangefinder for me. You know, where
yeah.
used to have the big SLR body and maybe a Leica to go with it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you've got different tools for different jobs.
Yeah, yeah. So in closing, so the tips for people that are shooting with smaller cameras, like just sort of ideas of, okay, how they can manage the shoot a little better. Like, you know, when you go out, or better, is a better way
okay.
to phrase this. When you go out on a shoot and your bag is ready the night before and you get ready to, you know, go, you've got the shot concepted in your head and all that. Give us some tips on how, when I step on the set with a model or a subject, how I can get the shot. You know, like, is it about rapport building? Is it about comfort with my gear, or all the above?
Which yeah, well, the two go together, because
mm-hmm.
what you want to be is really comfortable with the gear where you know where all the settings are, what's everything in the menu.
Yeah.
So when the subject arrives, it's all about the rapport between the two of you and an interaction.
Yeah.
Where it's like the best compliment that I've ever given at the end of the shoot is when somebody goes like, wow, I thought this would be tough. It's really great. It didn't even feel like we were doing a photo shoot.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to strive for. You want to have it like a conversation between friends. So if you know everything the camera can do, it's just an extension of your vision.
How do you get to that point though? How do you get to the point? Is it just mileage on your shutter finger?
Absolutely. You shoot a lot when you get a new gear, and one of the things that goes with this is we get lots of pieces of new gear. You want to figure out what it can do, you know, what it's really capable with. It's like I a lot of times try to push the envelope, and with a camera that's meant more for, you know, studio or landscape, I want to see what it will do with action.
Yep.
You know, just figure out everything the camera will do for you. So when you get in the middle of a shoot, it's all about you and the subject.
Yeah, yeah. Get this out of the way.
Just exactly.
Becomes,
yeah.
So I know we're sitting at CES at Sony's booth here, so we're kind of in the nexus of Sony love here. But I'm going to put you on the spot. And you're a Sony artisan. What's missing from this camera?
Like, it's obviously the thing that, you know, is still in the works and is coming is more lenses. I think you know, the camera was a big hit. They rolled it out with four lenses initially, with the 24 to 70 being the fourth of them.
Yep.
There'll be a 70 to 200 f/4 coming in about a month after that.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm still asking for a fast prime portrait lens, something like an 85, and a fast wide prime, you know, 24, 28. You know, in the meantime, there's lots of alternatives with third-party lenses and adapters, but, you know, I'm looking forward to getting more of this FE Zeiss glass.
All right. I'm going to pause it right here because I'm going to wipe my nose.
This would be the Frederick Disco party right here at the end.
It's ambient. It's totally fine. Yeah. It would be weird if it was quiet back there.
Yeah, it actually would be.
Okay, we're almost done.
Perfect.
All right. We're good. All right, so we'll close it off. So I'll close it with just asking you, where can people go to see some more of your work?
Okay.
And what, well, first I'll ask you what projects you have coming up next, and then where can people go?
Okay.
And then that'll be it. All right, here we go. And I'm not going to shake your hands because I'm like, you ready?
All right.
All right, so where, you know, you've got a bunch of projects going on, I'm sure. You're always traveling the world and all that. What's the next big thing that's coming up for Brian?
Well, actually, the big thing that I've got, and I'm under the gun for right now, trying to wrap up this week, is a camera guide on this camera. So I've been shooting a lot with it, and we're doing for each bit. Each bit, we're doing a camera guide, the Sony A7, A7R, from snapshots to great shots.
Nice.
So if my editor's listening, I swear to God, I'm working on it right now.
Is it Ted?
We'll have it out. No.
It's not
Ted. No, it's Val. So Val, I'm working on it. We'll get this thing out.
Cut him some slack. Look what's going on. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Where can people go to see more of your work and be inspired by Brian?
My website's briansmith.com. We also have a list of all the books on there, along with a blog that people can follow along, and then on Twitter at Brian Smith Photo.
Awesome. Brian Smith, thank you for sitting down in the middle of all this chaos to talk to me. I'm Frederick Van Johnson. We'll see you in the next one.
Thank you.